Welcome to the Baseball America Podcast. Baseball America, bringing you baseball news you can't get anywhere else for more than 35 years. Now it's time to talk baseball.
Hey everyone, another Baseball America Podcast here with Matt Eddy and J.J. Cooper as we continue our roll through the division drafts, as we're calling these. We're taking a division a day where we look at their top tens. We lop off the number ones. You kind of know that we're probably going to take number ones in a lot of cases. First, we lop those off. We're picking 2 through 10, trying to put together the most talented team. We're not worried about shortstop versus a second baseman versus an outfielder. You can stack up. If you want to draft all right-handed pitchers, draft all right-handed pitchers if you want. But the best talented lineup that we can, most talented roster that we can from each of these divisions. If you're jumping into this late, we've done this already with the National League West, the American League West, the National League Central, which was our blockbuster loaded. You could not believe how much talent there was there. Now we're moving on to the American League Central, which a little less loaded today. But before we do that, we do want to remind you, we do want to thank you for the download. Thank you for your subscribing to the Baseball America podcast. For any of the, if you've written a review or if you would write a review for us on iTunes, we would appreciate it. But we want to thank you because our podcasts are sponsored by Baseballism. Baseballism is the official off-the-field brand of baseball, offering apparel for men, women, and kids. If you are a baseball fan, you need to check out Baseballism.com or visit their retail locations in Cooperstown, New York, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Visit Baseballism.com and enter the code BA2017 to save 20% off. So, Matt, we are now to the AL. It's an AL division, so that does mean I believe that the first pick is mine.
It is.
So,
because you defeated me so thoroughly in our 2014 draft that you conceded the first pick in the National League to me, because we both agreed those systems tend to be a little more talented.
So AL Central, this is a thinner division.
It is. You have one kind of reupholstered.
The White Sox list is pretty deep here, but the Royals didn't have any top 100 prospects. The Tigers had one top 100 prospect, and he's been lopped off the board.
He is Matt Manning.
Yes, Matt Manning. These are the guys who are off the board. We cannot take Yoan Moncada, which would have been the easy number one pick in this draft, I think, in this division. Can't take Francisco Mejia. You can't take Matt Manning. You can't take Josh Staumont. And you can't take Nick Gordon. And again, there's no Royals top 100 guys, period, so even with Staumont. Matt Manning was the lone Tigers guy, and Gonsalves, I think, made it at like 99?
Yeah, he's toward the back, and Gordon is toward the middle, if you were eligible. Nick Gordon.
So basically, you have one top 100 Twins prospect, no Tigers top 100 prospects available, and no Royals top 100 prospects available. In other words, foreshadowing, if you're a White Sox or an Indians fan, you're going to hear those players' names called a lot. So
that's a good way to think about it. I think I could predict who you're going to take here.
I started, and I'm going to go out of the rankings order here. Shocking, Matt, in no degree, because I have made clear time and time again. If you listen to this podcast, you've probably heard this and are probably sick of hearing it. But I'm going to take Ronaldo Lopez, and I'll leave Lucas Giolito on the board for Matt. I know that Lucas Giolito is bigger. I know that he, at his best, throws every bit as hard as Ronaldo Lopez has. Looks a little bit more like traditional starter and has a little less effort to delivery. All that being said, I'm going to take the guy who misses bats. I'm going to take the guy who gets to 100 regularly, not something that was just in the distant past. And does it with a little bit more control at times as well. I know he's wild at times, but at his best, Ronaldo Lopez, I think, is better than Lucas Giolito. And nothing against Lucas Giolito, but I'm taking Ronaldo Lopez number one.
Mm-hmm. I saw that coming.
You did. You knew that was coming.
I probably would have taken him between 1 and 3, so I like that pick. I'm going to take Michael Kopech. I'm going off the board here, number 5 on the White Sox list. I think
I can see it.
This is a guy who legitimately throws 100 as a starting pitcher, as a breaking pitch, and if you talk about performance in the Carolina League, his strikeout rate was so outsized compared to the rest of the league that he literally broke the scale.
It literally was. We say that an 80 is 3 standard deviations above the norm.
Yeah, he was closer to 4.
He was 4 standard deviations above statistically. 4 standard deviations above the norm statistically.
Now, he did have the suspension for the stimulation. He failed a
performance-enhancing drug, which was for stimulants.
Stimulants, there you go. And he had the team trouble where he fought a teammate during
his hand in a fight, and so missed time with that.
But aside from that, He's a great guy.
But besides that, he does throw really, really hard. The my favorite was the 110 pull-down that he did on the video where basically the running start throws it into a, you know, into a fence, but picked up on the gun at a 110.
Wow.
So, yeah, not a normal throw, but still. So you're taking Kopech up for it because you want me. You need me to take Lucas Giolito, don't you?
I mean, I know you're partial to the Royals as well.
Oh, I'm sitting here with my second pick, and I'm going to take Lucas Giolito.
Wow.
It's not that I don't believe in him somewhat. I do think he is not the prospect that, you know, sometimes is made out to be. I think there are some concerns there. That being said, the curveball is really good. The fastball at times is good. So I would consider that I'm mitigating my risk here because I got Giolito and Lopez. And I could be completely wrong on this and still work out okay. Or I could be completely right and still work out okay. So
yeah, it gets tricky here. I think I'm going to stick with the White Sox and take Zach Collins, one of the top college bats in last year's draft. Left-handed catcher, switch hitter.
I mean, he's a catcher who can hit for power, draws walks. Defensively, there are questions, but at the same time, those questions are not of the, no, there's zero chance he's going to be able to do this. They're much more of the, what are you willing to live with variety.
And keep in mind some cautionary tales. Left-handed hitting catchers who were among the top college bats in their class. Jeff Clement.
Whoa.
Eric Munson. I mean, these guys are like top three overall draft picks. That's how highly they were thought of at the time they were drafted. You don't want that.
No.
So I think to me,
I do think that they were more defensive reputation in many cases than Zach Collins. The good news for Zach Collins is his defensive reputation is not nearly as good as those guys. I don't know if that's good or bad, but
well, that is the risk. The risk here is you could be ending up with a first baseman who hits like a catcher.
Yeah, that is the that's at least a little bit of a concern there. That being said, you know, it is still I like that pick. That would have been my next pick without a doubt. By the way, this also does illustrate, this is why we enjoy doing this. If you're wondering who has the best farm system in the AL Central right now, we have taken four White Sox and zero anyone else in the division.
Yep.
And I'm looking here. Oh. Well, okay, so I am going to go with Tristan McKenzie, Indians' number three prospect. So that's who I'm taking here.
I thought I had a shot to get him next.
No, I think Bradley Zimmer is going to be sitting on this board when we're done with this, is my prediction. He's the number two prospect in the thin system, but I don't think either of us are. You may be taking Bradley Zimmer, but I don't know. I don't think either of us are. Both of us are worried by that AAA season he had last year. But McKenzie, an upside, an upside high school pitcher, but with some polish already. So I'll take McKenzie.
Yeah, excellent strikeout numbers. Okay, third pick, I'm going to take Gonsalves of the Twins. Stephen Gonsalves, the left-hander, San Diego high school kid. Kind of the opposite of Kopech.
Yes.
He's left-handed, but he's tall, he's angular, and his pitches are tough to square up, even though the velocity readings are 90-ish.
Below average.
Yes.
Again, much as you did with Andrew Moore, Gonsalves would have been yours because I have a rule, a hard and fast rule. In this exercise, I will not be drafting a pitcher with a sub. And I know you could find scouts who will give Gonsalves a 50 on the fastball because of how well it plays.
Right.
Velocity wise, it's a sub. It's a 40 fastball, maybe 45. And that being said, he would be off of my list because of that. But I see why you're taking him. So you have Gonsalves there. It goes back to me, and I'll go Matt Strom here. I will go Royal. I think Matt Strom, who pitched very effectively out of the Royals' pen at the end of last year, probably as a starter long term, though, as a guy who's made a nice draft pick. Was not a prominent pick, but has continued to get better and better. The stuff gets better and better. He's a lefty with legit stuff, and showed again out of the pen last year at the end of the year that he can get swings and misses at the big league level. That's important. So, at worst, I feel like I'm getting a very useful lefty reliever.
Okay, I'm not going to overthink this. I'm taking Bradley Zimmer. He's a top 100 prospect for us, and I think for every other source. you know, the batting average is a concern. He's going to strike out. I think he's more of a center fielder with secondary skills. So he can play center field, he can draw walks, hit for power, and run the bases, including potentially 15 to 20 steals. So despite those batting average concerns and the disappearing power at AAA, I'm going to take him here. I'm struggling to think of a major league example. Left-handed hitting center fielder.
Who?
This is the challenge here.
Secondary skills based.
Yeah. So we'll circle back to that.
That's an it's an interesting call. So comes back to me, and I'm debating between a couple guys, but I will go Bobby Bradley. I'll live with the strikeouts. I'll take the massive, massive power. Bobby Bradley's hit for massive power everywhere he's ever gone. Think a lesser version of the Joey Gallo and Aaron Judge conundrum, which is how much are you willing to go for power? How much are the strikeouts going to keep from the power happening?
Yeah, both those guys are not limited to first base at this stage. The one advantage they have.
That is a massive advantage they have. Bobby Bradley is a first baseman. If not a DH, exactly.
Okay. I will take Fernando Romero of the Twins.
Okay.
The Dominican right-hander who had an excellent year last year. Kind of an under-the-radar prospect, I think. And he throws hard.
Impressing in spring training so far.
I kind of like him as a sleeper just overall in terms of prospects.
Back to me and who? There's basically, I'll let y'all in on my thought process. The guys I'm considering here, we've got Hunter Dozier, the up and down, who recently is up, Royals prospect, who had a great season last year between AA and AAA, an outstanding season. Let's just be completely honest. If he had that season last year, 2 years ago, he would have been long off this board by now because he was a guy who was a first-round pick and slugged over 600 last year in AAA, if I remember right, 620, I believe. Those are kind of years that usually you say, well, you're obviously taking that guy. That came on the heels of, in his case, a year and a half that were just downright awful. So there's
and
at least
now Chesler Cuthbert might have squeezed him out of a regular role in Kansas City.
Right. So
might have.
Right. And there's a question of where he's going to play. Is he going to be a third baseman or a right fielder or a first baseman if Hosmer leaves? There's all those kind of questions there. But then you've got Alex Kirilloff, who had a great year in rookie ball last year.
MVP of the Appalachian
MVP
League.
MVP of the Appy League, so he's a long ways away, but very impressive. You got Zach Birdie, the Mr. Throws Real Hard reliever for the White Sox. You got Carson Fulmer, former high first-round pick, SEC arm, who was considered one of the best pitchers in his draft class, which is looking, let's be honest, like a terrible starting pitching college draft class.
Number two behind Dylan Tate.
Yes.
Gives you some perspective.
Will Benson, a very interesting power speed guy. How many picks have we taken so far?
I have five players, and okay. I picked second. So
this is my sixth. I got two picks left. That's good. That means I got one more pick to come. So I am going to go Alex Kirilloff here. So I take the Twins, bat, outfield / first base. We'll see where he ends up playing, but I'll believe in the bat.
Okay. I will take Yu Cheng Chang of the Indians, the shortstop for now. Maybe a third baseman down the line, but there's an offensive middle infielder here.
A couple
nice years in a row.
That brings it back to me, and then that's good. This is why I planned this out right. I got it right. I'm going to get Will Benson. I'm going to get one of my cheese balls, as John puts it, in my last pick. Will Benson, massive body, massive power, surprising speed, outfielder, Indians pick last year. We've been intrigued by Will Benson going back to the Term of the Stars the year before, start of the summer showcase season. Benson there didn't really hit, to be honest. I mean, his swing has been something that's been a work in progress, which is a concern, I have to admit. But he stood out there for massive power and also turned in, the second fastest 60-yard dash time of the whatever 100 players or so who were at the TOS, and did that basically turning in plus speed times as a 230-pounder, a 225-pounder, who's got some present strength and all already. I'll take a risk on it. It may end up being a pick where I look back on it 3 years from now and go, why did I pick him? Or it may be like, wow, that really worked out well.
Okay. And here with my final pick. I'm looking at Luis Alexander Basav, they have the White Sox. He's a switch hitting center fielder.
Part of the Chris Sale trade. Let's point out again, we've talked about this with the White Sox before, but of these White Sox players in the top 10, Zach Collins, Zach Birdie, Carson Fulmer, Spencer Adams, Alec Hansen, half of it is their own guys, half of it are acquisitions. So,
yeah, and then the Indians have Brady Aiken, left-hander, who was the first pick in the 14 draft.
Who then did not sign because of concerns the Astros had about his elbow, went out in his debut of the next season for IMG, and his elbow blew out. Returned to action last year with the Indians, who drafted him first round in 15, but then the reality of it is that his arm speed was not back yet. So that's, I think, why both of us have so far stayed away.
And then Kristen Stewart of the Tigers, a left fielder, first round pick in 2015.
If you were calling Bobby Bradley saying maybe DH, then you could also say with Kristen Stewart, maybe DH.
But I'm going to go to the Twins again, surprisingly, three Twins. I'm going to take Tyler Jay, the left-hander, first-round pick, 2014.
Again, part of this fine 2014 college starting pitching class we keep talking about.
Possibly a reliever, but I think he's got the stuff to carve out a role in the major leagues.
Yes, I think it'll be as a reliever, but I do think he could
Which
be
was his role in college.
That was his role in college, though. That wouldn't be shocking. So I know this is going to surprise you, Matt, but this one has gone quicker than the NL Central one did.
You mentioned Dozier. Were you tempted by anybody else? I mentioned Basave. I thought about him.
Birdie and Fulmer both. I mean, like, again, relievers who have a chance to be impact relievers, I see. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm leaving Brady Aiken. I want to see arm speed before I'm ready to. Last year he was throwing basically, I mean, his fastball wasn't much harder than Steven Gonsalves's, and Gonsalves, everything else is better right now. So the RFC's got to come back for Aiken, so I'd leave Aiken on the board. I like Nolan Jones, number 8 on the Indians list, as a prep bat in this. Skoglund and Dozier on the Royals list are both guys who at least intrigue me somewhat. I wouldn't have taken Alberto Mejia like with my next pick or anything, but I do think he's kind of an innings-eating
Major League value,
you know, not very sexy, not high upside, but there's something there. Mm-hmm. Anyone else that and Alec Hansen is the flyer if we were going 15, you know, 10 rounds on this. I may have taken him as a
Kristen
flyer.
Kristen Stewart's power and patience are intriguing, but you know, it comes with plenty of downside, like Jack Cusk's defensive ability.
So what that means is we have added the Tigers join the Diamondbacks here. We're sorry, Tigers fans, as not having a player taken in our division draft. So we've had two divisions. We've done four divisions now, and we've had two teams. If you're listening and you've missed the earlier ones, the Angels, we did take Matt took Matt Theis. I took Matt Strom from the Royals, keeping the Royals from that list. There was no team in the NL Central that we came close to not taking someone from. So the Tigers and the Diamondbacks now on that list. So that wraps up our American League Central Division draft. We will be return to with the next one will be the NL East. We'll be moving on to the NL East, our fifth of these six division drafts. So we thank you again for the download. We thank you for the listen. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can subscribe to us. If you go to thebaseballamerica.com, look for the podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes, whatever. I use Podcast Addict on my Android. Whatever you're, you know, you just get the RSS feed, subscribe. It's very easy. But we do want to thank you for tuning in and remind you that our podcasts are sponsored by Baseballism. Baseballism is the official off-the-field brand of baseball, offering apparel for men, women, and kids. If you're a baseball fan, you need to check out baseballism.com or visit their retail locations in Cooperstown, New York, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Visit baseballism.com and enter the code BA2017 to save 20% off of your order. For Matt Eddy, I'm JJ Cooper. So long, everybody.
This concludes our program. Want more in-depth baseball coverage? Be a better fan. Visit baseballamerica.com to get more comprehensive baseball coverage.